Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Sarah. So I just want to ask before I get into the podcast, like, is anyone else about to lose their damn minds? Because I am. So the subject of this podcast is craziness and how you can use craziness to develop more business for your firm. I have some crazy ideas coming at you that I'm about to discuss. But first, I just want to ask, like, is anyone else going crazy yet? I mean, has anyone else lost it or is about to lose it? I mean, come on, you're all like thinking this, right? So for me, what's like kind of tipping me over the edge is this, like, I wouldn't even call it homeschooling because it's not, I mean, the people who homeschool, like I would never, you know, they do this so much more intelligently than what I'm doing. Like I would never rob them of their justice by saying that I'm homeschooling, but just for lack of a better word, what do you call it? Like telelearning or whatever, right? So it's like the whole day I'm getting these messages from these teachers and it's like pushing me over the edge. It's like, they're sending me messages like, have him draw a picture of a tree. How's he feeling? How's he doing? How's the child? I'm like, you know what? He's fine. Like he's playing with Thomas the train all day. Okay. Like, does anyone care about how I'm feeling? Why don't you ask me how I'm feeling? Because like I'm three steps away from a nervous breakdown here at home with four kids. I mean, I'm like considered locking myself in the closet. I've literally considered locking myself in the closet, but I can't get internet in there to do my Zoom calls. Plus the lighting would be all off. I mean, and it's like, I can't even keep food in the house. I just want to ask all of you financial advisors, can you like send me an Excel spreadsheet or something so I can figure out like who's drinking all the milk in my house? Can one of you tell me like how do four kids go through like 4 gallons of milk a day? Okay. Like, is there a worm or an animal who like lives in the fridge or something like that? It's like, I have to risk my life going to the supermarket every day to get milk. Or like, I have to send Antonio, who, by the way, like doesn't believe in the existence of the coronavirus and won't wear gloves. So it's like, I always have this question, like, do I risk my life going to the supermarket or do I send Antonio? Which is like the same thing as risking your life because of what I just told you, right? It's like the equivalent, right? Like sending him is just as bad as me going and risking my own life. So I actually have considered doing my kids' art homework. It's like, I mean, it's not that I don't support the arts and feel that it enriches their minds, but it's like, they send over these assignments, like they expect her to be like Pablo Picasso. And I'm like, okay, math and English, okay, right? Like I want her to be able to compete and like be on the math team and like go get a job and stuff, right? So, I mean, who knows? Maybe she'll become a financial advisor with all this like stuff that I now have to teach her, right? Because she's home with me. But like, it's like art and gym, and I'm sorry, but it's like, we're lucky if we get like 3 minutes devoted to those homework assignments. It's like art becomes like two scribbles and then we turn it in. Right? Sorry. I'm sorry if any of the gym teachers listening, okay? It's just, I can't handle that. So anyways, so now that I've established that I'm actually on the brink of going crazy, I just want to share with you like some crazy ideas that I thought of, and that's because I'm in a crazy state of mind. And I mean, I'm sure that there are a lot of you that are listening to this and you're going crazy as well for various reasons. Maybe not the same as me, but I'm sure you're listening to this as well. So anyway, so here are some crazy ideas for you, okay? Just humor me on this. So I did a podcast last week about using face masks as a gift. There were various ways you could give to either clients or prospects or organize collaborations and use face masks to generate new attention from new people. I thought those were really cool ideas, but I thought of one other one. So this is a kind of like cute little funny idea, is you could redo your social media avatar to have a face mask on it. Now, whatever you do, don't make it one of those boring surgical face masks that like the blue ones, the light blue ones that everyone buys for like, what is it, like $3 for $5 or something like that. I actually have a like fabulous, I don't even know if it's like leopard or cheetah. Who knows? I don't know the difference in the spot pattern, but I don't know. Maybe that'll be what is like on my telelearning agenda for next week. I feel like I'm going through kindergarten again because I have like my oldest kid is in kindergarten, right? So it's like, skip counting. Man, I haven't learned that in what, how old am I even right now? Like, what, 37 years ago I learned this or whatever. I'm like, skip counting. Yeah. All right. Silent E. I haven't learned silent E since, you know, like how, for example, in like the word face, the E is the sign. We could also call it magic E, like, because it makes the A instead of A, it makes it make the A sound, like face. Aren't I a good tele-learning teacher? Anyways, so what I'm saying is you could redo your social media avatar to have a face mask on it. Like, you know, but I like one of those, I have like a fabulous leopard cheetah one. You should definitely get a cool face mask if you're going to do something like that. I thought it just was like kind of cute and definitely a little bit more attention getting, although I'm sure that now that I, you know, seems to be the kind of thing that more people would be doing, I'm sure that it'll just catch on and be a landslide and then it won't be even new or funny anymore. So just, if you're going to do that, I would step to it quick, folks. So number two, if you know someone like me who's about to have a nervous breakdown while, again, like homeschooling or you know, during telelearning, send them a bottle of Bacardi 151, because that's actually what I would love if like somebody sent that to me, you know, like with a note, something like crisis de-escalation team to the rescue or something like that. Make sure you sign your name so they know who it's from. I mean, for me, like I would be so thankful for the financial advisor understanding me, like, and coming up with a cool solution to my problems. If they just sent me some Bacardi 151, I was like, that person's, I'd be like, that person is so empathetic. How cool. Number three, get a funny background picture on Zoom. So you can actually upload a fake background that will kind of float behind your head. Now, if you move, I feel, during the Zoom call, the background doesn't always like quite move with you. So it's weird because sometimes you see these little kind of like blurry, fuzzy lines around the person's head. And then when they move, you can kind of see the real background behind them. So you see like part of their, like, you know, like bureau behind them for like, you see like an inch of bureau near their left ear while the background has like a little bit of a lag on it or whatever. But, I don't know, but you should get one of these like maybe fake backgrounds and maybe make it a little humorous, like have it be Bart Simpson or something, you know, just don't infringe on any copyrights. Like you actually have to buy the rights to the photograph if you're going to upload it. Like don't just find something on Google. That's not legal advice, by the way. I'm not a lawyer. Don't take that as legal advice. Here's my disclaimer. If you need legal advice, then consult an attorney. See, I can do it too, financial advisors. Just like you all have your like disclaimers and everything you say, I can disclaim as well. Number four, write a funny blog. For example, how to file your 2018 tax return so you can get your stimulus check. Parentheses, no judgment. That actually would be kind of an interesting blog. And it's, you know, on a useful theme. And, you know, you could just start the blog off and be like, look, I know there was probably a good reason for this. So we're not going to ask you, we're not going to shame you for not filing your taxes, blah, blah, blah. Right. So just write something kind of funny about that. By the way, I did file my 2018 taxes. Okay. I'm not saying that because I didn't file them. Okay. Number five, print some t-shirts that say, I survived the great coronavirus quarantine of 2020 and send them to all your prospects and clients. That would be kind of funny. You can also send your clients like an extra one and be like, just thought you might want to send this to someone that needs to laugh right now. And that's exactly my point with all of this. So you may think that these ideas are cheesy or whatever, but you got to admit it's creative and it does take some degree of, you know, thought and thoughtfulness to put something like this together. So I would suggest maybe thinking about one of these five ideas and maybe trying to personalize it to your style. I know that not all of you are as out there as I am. Not saying that you should be, but these are just examples of ways that you can kind of make people laugh and smile because, like I said, I mean, I was joking about it. I mean, I'm happy, you know, like, it actually, on a serious note, I actually do think that it's cool to have become so much more involved with my children's education. Like, I feel that if I had gone on you know, I mean, I in years would never have known the things about how my children learn. And, you know, to be honest with you, like, I am really grateful, although Antonio, you know, I'm sure is like stressed out about the fact he's not working right now. Like, I'm actually so happy that Antonio got furloughed, because I'm in love with Antonio. And when he works, it's hard sometimes, the hours he works. And it's actually made him a lot closer to the kids too, because he's around for a lot of the stuff, like on the weekends, for example, that he never would be around for. So, you know, to be honest with you, I'm like not that unhappy or anything. It is kind of nerve wracking. And you know, these crazy ideas are serving to bring a smile and bring a laugh to people, because, you know, quarantine is definitely driving us all crazy in its own ways. But, and by the way, like, don't use this humor on somebody, like, be very selective with it. Like, this is not to use on someone that like is seriously like sick or has had someone pass away or whatever. Like don't be tone deaf with it. So it is something you actually will have to think about a lot. But I just think the point of what I'm saying is just get out of the traditional stuffy, stiff marketing pattern that many people are in, and just make people smile, make people laugh. You really would be surprised at how far it can go. And right now, I think we're all a little bit strained. I think a lot of people are even lonely, worried, all of that. And so if you can somehow find a way to be that, I don't want to use the term beacon of hope, but I would say like maybe beacon of humor, then that could really make a permanent impression on people. But you got to do it the right way. So anyways, let me know what you think about this show. Also, let me know if you have any future requests for things you'd like me to talk about on this podcast. Appreciate y'all listening, and stay tuned for next week. Bye, everybody.